Hi, this is Professor Gwynn. As universities are starting their new academic year all across the world, I want to make some recommendations and advice for my students and for students all across the globe. As you're aware, it has been a very difficult year, especially these past 2 years have been very difficult years for everyone because of the corona pandemic. Hopefully with the vaccines taking off all across the world, I believe now more than ever, it's possible for the world to go back to its normal system once again. Now, speaking about that, especially universities, will I believe will be taking a lot of face-to-face classes now all across the world. Of course, the online and hybrid platform will still continue, but I do believe that face-to-face classes will be taking a large percentage of the academic year all across the world. So what are my recommendations for the students? Well, first of all, I would like to say that these days, especially in this 21st century, with so many exciting developments happening all across the world in the field of science, technology, economy, business sector, energy sector, I do believe that students have to understand that they need more than just a degree to be successful in life. In fact, across the world, many people are talking about the concept of stack degrees. What is a stack degree? It says that student must have a holistic approach where both theoretical education as well as practical education have to be combined together to give the student the ability to be competitive when that student graduates from university. In fact, this is one of the biggest problems that companies and university students face every year. The situation is that when a student graduates from university and gets absorbed by a company, usually the company feels that though the student has a lot of theoretical knowledge, student doesn't have enough practical knowledge to be successful for that job. So many companies give 3 to 6 months of training to the students to get them industry ready. Well, there are a lot of new models that are being explored across the world. For example, in Canada, in Memorial University, the undergraduate engineering program is about 6 years, and the student studies for a semester and then does an internship for another semester. So 6 months of study, 6 months of practical training creates a very, very sound, very experienced engineers who can immediately get absorbed by a company and start working with very high salaries right away. So of course, this is about a system, and all universities have this system across the world. So what can you do as a student? Well, I recommend, first of all, obviously, focus on your theoretical studies. Your GPA, your grade point average, does matter when you do graduate. It's not everything, but it is important. So try to get your grades high as much as possible. But also try to spend your every summer trying to find some sort of an internship similar to your field. It doesn't have to be exactly on your exact domain, but something that's somewhat similar. Try to work even for free 3 months every summer after your every year, so that you gain some experience and make sure you get certificates for these experiences from the companies that you have worked for. This way, by the time you graduate, you'll have a minimum 3 summers of internship that you could add to your CV. And obviously, companies want to see students who have some exposure to the industry before they start working. Of course, this is not enough. I recommend all students to spend some time maybe trying to enter at least one international competition in their undergraduate years. This is very important. Whatever is your domain, there are many, many competitions all across the world. Many of these competitions are free. Some of them are offline, where you have to travel. Some of them are online, where you don't have to travel. You can just send a nice idea, create a conceptual design, and present it in front of a jury and to see if your idea takes off. So make sure either individually or as a team that you spend some time and you spend some energy to participate in one big international competition. I believe this will gain you a lot of experience preparing you for the real world. If you have some interest, I do recommend all students to at least write one scientific paper or a conference proceeding. Go and present it in a national conference or an international conference. This is very important because that will give you an ability to express your ideas in written form as well as in oral form so that you can explain it to your audience. This is quite important, and it will add another dimension to your wholesome education, so to speak. Make sure you try to do mini projects. Don't just focus on your own domain. Try to get some projects that may be slightly off your domain. If your university allows it, try to take some, for example, if you're an engineering student, try to take some philosophy classes, history classes, because a good engineer also has to have a general understanding of the world to be creative. Or if you're an economics student or a history student, maybe take one class, Introduction to Engineering, Introduction to Thinking, Introduction to Logic, something to help you also understand the numerical part of the world, because to be successful in your career, you need best of both sides, and that's where creativity comes from. Remember, the biggest aim is not just to graduate from university, but to become life ready. There are many resources available online that can also help you. There are a lot of online certificate courses, many of them free of charge, that you can also take to add some extra knowledge under your belt. Remember, the more you do, more competitive your CV will become by the time you graduate, because nowadays companies want students who have been exposed to as much experience in different ways and areas as possible. And even if you want to continue as an academician rather than to work for industry, I do believe doing all of these activities will also prepare you to be a more competitive academician in your higher studies, whether you prepare for master's studies or whether you prepare for a PhD. I think, especially for all the young students, you're very lucky because you live in a very exciting time. 21st century has a lot of opportunities for students all across the world. I do believe that with the exciting developments in technology, economy, business, governance, I think all of you will have a very different career options that were not available many, many years back. So I urge all my students and any student that is listening to this podcast or listening to this broadcast to keep these alternatives in mind. Remember, this is the best time for you to invest in yourself, because as you get older, you will have less time and you'll be able to make less effort to do so. So while you're young, please, I urge you, use all of your time and energy to prepare you for your future life, your future career, and to prepare yourself to live as a successful human being on this earth, because we need every person available to make the world a better place. Thank you.